My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
All right, Tigers Rockies tonight. There you go. Tigers 3 games out, blues not holding the tiebreaker over the two teams they're chasing. So effectively, unfortunately, they're 4 games out, but still in a very healthy position with what is by far the easiest remaining schedule. Now, it is skewed because the Tigers have 3 games against the White Sox, which really skew it in Detroit's favor because the White Sox are so bad. But Boston, Minnesota, Kansas City, Seattle, teams in the hunt, they've already pocketed their wins over the White Sox. They don't play the White Sox anymore. So, you know, that's an advantage that those teams have had over Detroit in scheduling so far. So, yeah, there's some tough games coming up, but it's why this series against the Rockies becomes very, very important to make sure that you squeeze as many wins out of it as possible. I mean, at some point you got to do something unusual and expect a sweep. And so the way I'm approaching it is Skubal goes on Thursday and he's going against a pitcher that's 2-10 with an ERA of 5. You have to consider that a win. And so it comes down to, are they going to win these first two games? Are they going to win these first two games against Colorado behind Keiter Montero and Casey Mize? I mean, Mize hasn't had a great year. Montero's ERA is almost 5.5.
Yeah, but both pitchers have pitched better.
They have. I mean, Mize's last outing, it looked like BP early in that game. And they settled down and minimized the damage. I think when he left, it was 3-0. And they came back. That's the game they came back and won in the Grand Slam, right? Pretty sure it was.
Yeah, I believe it was, yeah.
Long story short is they're kind of backed into a corner. They got work still to do. But, I mean, everything that we talked about, from a, well, they'll have to do this, they'll have to do that. Crazy thing is, I think this is right. Are the Tigers 5-5 in their last 10 games? And they're 5-5 in the last 10 with, and they've gained ground.
And yeah, they're 5-5 because Minnesota is 3-7 because yep. Kansas City is 4-6.
Yep. They've gained ground. And so they haven't even had to play at some amazing clip. I wouldn't call them hot right now.
No, but not in the last 10, but if you go the last 20,
sure,
it's much better than that. But and what's going to happen here, hopefully, against Colorado, because Colorado is not a good baseball team, second worst baseball team in the majors, 54 wins on the year. They're 54-90. Now that's not good. Take advantage of it. You know, thank you for the schedule, and here we go. And the pitchers are going to have to do their part, but really, it's the batting's going to have to come around again. And let's score some runs again. They're going to be back home, friendly confines of Comerica Park, where they've really kind of, you know, at times it can look like a launching pad. The way that they played in July and August and hitting home runs, it was impressive. Let's get it going again. Crank this machine up.
It's funny because you asked in your show sheet, are you scoreboard watching? And I'm like, no, I wasn't scoreboard watching. I was watching.
Well, I was, yeah, exactly. Cause I was doing the same thing. I
was FS1 game last night.
Angels and Twins.
Yep.
I made sure I watched the final 3 outs.
Which, I mean, you can do with this information whatever you want. If you want to just be a giant Tiger fan right now, I think it's a great opportunity to kind of reintroduce yourself to this team. If people who've bailed on them, and I'm bailed is kind of a negative connotation. For people who saw the trade deadline and saw them sell and get minor league pieces in return, there's nothing wrong with thinking, well, this isn't happening this year. It's over. I'm out. And yet, I mean, one of those guys, Trey Sweeney, is helping them win now.
You know, it's interesting. Only three teams in the American League in the last 10 games has a winning record.
And it's
Cleveland was 6-4 in the last 10. Houston 6-4 in the last 10, and the Rangers are 7-3 in their last 10. Everybody else is 5-5 or worse.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's tough. Like I said last week, oh, every Scooble start's got to be a win. And then the first thing he did was lose. They lost the game against the A's.
Yeah, they came back and tied it, forced extra innings, and
but
lost
it's
an extra innings.
Extraordinarily difficult to win, even against the bad teams, to sweep them, I should say.
Yes.
But let's go, man. This is a big series.
It is a big series. It's a really big. I mean, there's 18 games left. Every game is important the rest of the way.
Yep.
And you don't take any of them for granted.
I guess the way to put it is hard to imagine them getting this done without sweeping Colorado, because the 9-game stretch against Baltimore, Kansas City, Baltimore, you've got to get closer in these next three games, then survive, and then do well against Tampa and the White Sox to end the season. There's your season.
The other thing it is, when you're taking on those teams that are playoff caliber teams, you don't want to just concede. Right. And obviously they won't be conceding anything. And I think as fans go into it hoping that, you know what, why should we assume that they only take one out of three against Baltimore?
Well, it's funny.
Or two out of six or three, or they split the series.
Exactly my attitude. And they took one out of three at San Diego. And that was against a really good team. So they're in a spot where
should have taken two out of three.
The one thing that's so weird is offensively, the guys that they are putting in the lineup aren't putting up big numbers. They aren't.
It's somebody doing it every night.
It's somebody different every night. There's a little bit of magic to this thing, because it's not, oh my God, look at these prospects. They're all hitting 300 and they've got 10 home runs since they've been called up. There have been a lot of timely hitting. I mean, Parker Meadows has been on fire. But outside of him, Sweeney, Jace Young, these guys are coming up with some big hits here and there, but their numbers across the board aren't great. Offensive numbers.
Chris McCoskey had a tweet. I want to make sure I read it correctly, because when I saw it, I was like, wow. It was from yesterday. It says the Tigers are 15 games over 500 in games Parker Meadows starts. He says it's not completely random. He's got a 849 OPS since August 3rd and a 901 OPS with runners in scoring position. Now, keep in mind, this is with when he starts. That goes back to the beginning of the season, even when he was hitting 0.96.
Wow.
Despite the first month being awful for Parker Meadows, although the Tigers, I believe, got off to a decent start, 15 games above 500 in games that he starts. That means something.
It feels like it can't possibly be that strong a coincidence. I mean, I guess it could be.
Well, he's a guy that provides something that the team doesn't have. They don't have overall great team speed, but Parker Meadows is one of the fastest guys in baseball.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's been stealing a ton, but he does steal a little bit. Vierling's the one that has been stealing base. Was it Vierling or McKinstry? McKinstry, I guess, that has all the consecutive stolen bases. But they kind of lack that element, and yet when they steal bases, they're winning games. Parker Meadows is a guy, he sets the table for him.
The Tigers in September, as a team, are hitting .224, with a .297 on base percentage and a .337 slugging percentage. That's pretty paltry.
Mm-hmm.
And their run scored in September ranks, they have scored 30 runs in September, which ranks 18th in baseball. Now, Twins have scored 22 runs in September, which is 29th in baseball. The only team worse is Colorado. Colorado's got 15 runs this month.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
15. It is September 10th. So Houdini worked by the pitching coach and the manager with the starting pitchers, and it's just timely hitting. It's like the weird thing is I kind of feel like maybe they will get hot because I don't think they're hot, but maybe they will get hot.
Well, it's funny. Despite not hitting in September, their pitching has been lights out in September. 2.1 8 earned run average in September.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, it's really, really good. So anyway, lots there to be interested. They kept us interested. I don't know how encouraged I am moving forward. Like, I'd like to think Sweeney and Jace Young are here to stay, but I don't think they've necessarily proven enough.
Well, no, I don't think they've proven enough yet, but I think what they do is that they have a good chance of making a club out of spring training next year.
Sure.
Unless they decide to go a free agent route, but it doesn't seem like that's what Scott Harris is about. Scott Harris doesn't want block guys, and these are guys that, okay, Jace Young is one guy you're definitely not trying to block, but he might block himself with his lack of defensive ability. But Trey Sweeney plays well defensively, and, you know, he can hit a little bit. And obviously had a huge game the other day with the 4 hits and the home run and all that. And but what Trey Sweeney does is he kind of helps to say, Javi Baez, you're on the back burner. You just get yourself healthy and you'll come back when you come back. I know lots of fans don't even want to see him come back, but the reality is he will come back at some point next season. He's going to be here, and then they'll make a decision probably after next year about what to do with him. But because Trey Sweeney is playing okay, he's doing better than he was better than Javi was defensively, and he's doing better than Javi was offensively. So he's going to play. That at least kind of calms things down when you don't have that dread when Javi Baez comes up to the plate.
I would push back a little bit on Baez 100% being back next year. I'm not convinced that's going to be the case
because he had surgery. That's why. I think
they owe him $75 million. That's so much money to eat. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.